Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The system is faltering in its decades-long worship of their plaster saint, Martin Luther King. As you probably have noticed, his holiday is coming on Monday. Yes, government agencies, Jewish-controlled media outlets, left and right, corporations, and what passes for educational institutions these days still go through the motions. The more Maoist of them still strictly omit even the slightest trace of the truthful information about King's immorality and degeneracy, and his communist and Jewish connections that the National Alliance has been telling you about for decades. But some are now downplaying King Day and find themselves needing to at least mention his quote-unquote imperfections. Little things like watching a woman being gang-raped while laughing. Things like that. Too much of the truth about King has leaked out. And truth still has power, even in a society built on lies. Cracks are appearing in the plaster god. And now, a few conservative con men who've been pretending all along to worship King harder than anybody, sensing the way the wind is blowing, are now trying to boost their undeserved incomes by cribbing facts from National Vanguard and other National Alliance publications to which they never give credit, and telling part of the truth about King. The latest among these is Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk. Kirk, who as recently as a year or two ago was praising King, now has gone even a step further in the National Alliance direction and declared not only that MLK was a terrible person, but that the passage of the Civil Rights Act that King pushed on us was a mistake. Of course, Kirk does not say that the act destroyed the very basis of life, which the white race requires for its very existence, all white living space. No, as far as Kirk is concerned, he's still very much a classical liberal style race-blind conservative. He'd rather be impaled on a post than admit that the white race is something we ought to care about. So his latest take is that the Civil Rights Act was bad because it established a huge bureaucracy that interferes with our constitutional liberties. That's true as far as it goes, but it only goes a half inch when it ought to go half a million miles. It's like saying that what Jeffrey Epstein did was bad because he violated the constitutional right to privacy of the politicians and celebrities he recorded raping young girls. Of course, Kirk's takes are ever morphing as he holds his finger to the breeze. So, who knows? Maybe he'll move even further in a truth-telling direction soon, or the opposite. As for Kirk himself, John Massaro showed us his essence when he told us, quote, "But for now, business is still good. Among the most recent to join the pack is Charlie Kirk and his Turning Point USA scam. Three cheers for Donald Trump for being the first president ever to appoint an open homosexual, Richard Grenell, to a cabinet post," Kirk recently crowed on social media. This was 8 months After our Family Values president held an LGBT rainbow flag and called for the decriminalization of homosexuality around the world. 2 months after our pro-free speech president signed an executive order cutting off federal funds to colleges which allow students to criticize Israel. 2 years after our pro-gun ownership president, of whom the NRA leadership is so enamored, buckled under media pressure after the Parkland, Florida school shooting and said, "I like taking guns away early. Take the guns first, go through due process second," close quote. Hadding Scott describes Kirk, quote, "Part of establishment conservatives' attempt to continue exerting influence is to distort the America First agenda, to twist populist demands into ideas acceptable to plutocracy and Zionism, most notably to sidetrack the urgent demand for a halt to demographic change with the suggestion that merit-based immigration is the real way to make America great again." A conspicuous example of this problem is an organization called Turning Point USA. This organization, funded by billionaires, arranges for conservative and ostensibly pro-Trump personages to give talks on college campuses. The nominal leader of this organization, Charlie Kirk, and others prominently associated with the organization opposed Donald Trump's quest for the Republican nomination in 2016 and then switched sides. The nexus of interests that TPUSA represents is disparagingly nicknamed Conservative Incorporated. This nexus of interests would like to see demographic change and unnecessary wars continue. On top of that, apparently they favor normalization of sexual deviance. After an event at The Ohio State University on 29 October 2019, where Charlie Kirk appeared on stage with an outspoken black homosexual co-host named Rob Smith, it became abundantly clear that what TPUSA represented was not conservatism. Close quote. Now, I am all for moving the Overton window, as Kirk is doing, and bringing even more attention to the lies of King and his worshippers specifically, and multiracialism generally. I'm glad that's happening. It's even possible that in his little squirrely heart, Kirk knows that it's way past time to do that and is really trying to do some good in the world so long as it's likely to advance his career and is within the boundaries that big Jewish Republican donors will tolerate. But giving our support to any movement that leads to a reformed multiracialism that, say, bit less anti-white, while leaving Jewish power and media control and the browning of America untouched, is still just as much a death sentence for our white children and grandchildren in the long run as giving total power to a dictatorship led by an AI clone combination of Nat Turner and Ilya Ehrenberg would be. The only possible solution is the National Alliance solution. White living space under a government by us, for us, of us, and answerable only to us. As I've said before, do not trust the Jew-ridden and Jew-funded conservative movement, or any of its owned and self-promoting careerist stars. They've lied to you for your entire life, and now you're going to trust them to lead you out of the mess they themselves facilitated? No. Instead, remember and heed my words that are a part of my annual American Dissident Voices Call to Action, words which have taken on a new life this year on social media. When just a small part of the FBI file on King was released in 2017, among its conclusions were that King was surrounded by advisors with strong links to organized communism, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK's statements were always subject to approval by communist operatives, especially his main handler, Jewish communist Stanley Levison, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK was a secret supporter of communism, a wholehearted Marxist, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. His organization, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, set up a tax dodge to raise funds for its activities and conceal Jewish communist sources, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK was unfaithful to his wife and had sexual liaisons with numerous females, including part mestizo, part white folk singer Joan Baez, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. King took part in drunken sex orgies involving both black and white prostitutes, coerced young women to take part in unnatural acts, and initiated them into illicit or perverted sex if they were hesitant, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. It's time to put your faith in and your support 100% behind the one group that's told you the 100% truth all along, and is still telling you the truth on this and 100 other important issues, the National Alliance. Our No King Over Us pamphlet folded flyer can get the truth out to hundreds of thousands of people in your community. In the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org, we'll give you everything you need. A high-quality video, a high-quality audio version of the video, a National Alliance flyer in PDF form for printing and mass distribution. You can watch or download the professional impressive video based on my original broadcast on this subject. You can listen to or download the audio version of the broadcast, too. And you can download our dynamite, irrefutable No King Over Us flyer. And we even provide instructions on how to fold our No King Over Us flyers if you print them yourself. And if you get them printed at a print shop, they can fold them for you. Go to nationalvanguard.org. That's nationalvanguard.org, and look for our No King Over Us 2024 broadcast. Share all this on social media, of course. That's easy. But also, take the extra effort to go to your local print shop with the PDF file, or print it out yourself, or do it online, and get out there with real world activism. Nothing makes a more powerful impression than a real-world act of courageous truth-telling. Nothing better tells your neighbors that we really care. There is no better way to tell our people that we're with them, right here on the streets of our community. Nothing makes the white resistance more real. These flyers have also proven to get results through the reaction of the controlled media, who often take the mistaken attitude that they can reduce the impact of the flyer by attacking it and the alliance as bigotry, hate, or neo-Nazism. All they succeed in doing is inoculating the public against the use of those pejorative terms, since any reader can easily see for himself who is speaking with reason and authority, and who is frantically trying to prevent the public from reading an alternative point of view. These flyers can be placed inside screen doors, under windshield wipers, posted in quantity on community bulletin boards, handed out on the streets or at community events, slipped under the doors at college campuses and dormitories, wherever our people can be found. As our National Alliance Chairman, William White Williams, said, quote, "Every year the same old propaganda is trotted out in the controlled media, celebrating the degenerate Michael King, a.k.a. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., to coincide with the national holiday named for him." So, what can we do to expose these lies? Distribute our accurate and truthful flyer, alerting fellow whites to the fraud. That's what. Get a print-ready file of this flyer here at natall.com/flyers. That's natall.com/flyers. Then take it to your local copy store and print as many as you think you can distribute. Fold them yourselves to save money, or have the print shop fold them for a nominal charge. Should you hand one to another kinsman face-to-face, you might say, "Read this to discover why this communist reprobate's FBI file is sealed until the year 2027. Everyone should download and print out hundreds or thousands of copies of our excellent exposé. Each flyer fits on a single piece of 8.5 by 11 inch paper. Make sure that this truth-telling work blankets your neighborhood this weekend. It can be distributed at MLK events, too. The truth is a powerful weapon. Use it." Close quote. And as Dr. William Pierce told us more than once, courage is contagious.